Our Perry Lecompton locker room chat continues, getting ready to start a new basketball season here across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brandon Tamman with you, joined now by the Cause boys basketball coach, that is Matt Simmons. It is presented by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. Coach, a lot to dive into here before we get this season started, but boy, how fun was it last season? You guys go 19-5, you make the Class 3A state tournament. I know it was one and done and couldn't get out of that first round, but you guys had such a strong team and a good senior group and obviously a lot of success that you guys had a season ago.
Yeah, it was a memorable season. Had a lot of great kids that also brought a lot of size and talent and hard work. Kind of one of those years that you'll look back and remember forever, and communities will talk about for a long time. And those kids made some really great memories, and really lucky to be a part of the coaching staff that got to coach that group. It was a fun year.
You know, sometimes when you have seasons like that, you sometimes get a lot of turnover, and you guys will have a little bit different look and a different feel with the roster. Again, just one starter back and five returning lettermen in total. Just the roster construction as we're getting ready to start this season, how's it looking? How is it shaping up? And how are you feeling about your team in that sense, you know, getting ready to start a new season?
Yeah, there's not a lot of experience coming back. But we do have kids that have been in the program for going on their third year now. We have kids who practiced every day last year against that group of seniors who, you know, had a lot of success. And we got a lot of kids who've waited their turn, and they've just been putting in the work, waiting quietly, playing, you know, winning a bunch of JV games and freshman games, and now it's their time, and they've got a chance to prove it. I mean, there's a ton of minutes available. We'll have a lot of new faces, a lot of kids who've never played before, but the first couple weeks of practice have been really good. These kids just jumped right in. They're really excited, really fired up for their turn to play basketball for Perry Lecompton.
I'm going to throw out some names here and obviously some guys who have experience, and if I miss anybody, feel free to throw them out there, but just kind of off the cusp here, Eli Dean, a kid, Aiden Graves, Colton Kniper stepping in after playing a little bit last year, Tyler Reed is a senior. You know, a lot of guys, as you mentioned, have been in the program, have played some minutes, but now are really getting their first taste of really stepping in and being key roles for this team.
Yeah, Eli started for us all last year as a sophomore point guard on a really good team, and he did a great job as a point guard last year, getting the ball where it needed to go, guarding at a high level, and this year he's going to have to change that role a little bit into more of leadership, into more of a scorer, and he stepped right in ready to go. And then the other guys you mentioned, Tyler Reed played a lot of minutes for us off the bench last year, and type of kid that if we weren't so talented and you know, senior heavy, he would have played even more minutes last year. And you know, he's a kid that just comes to work every day, puts his head down and doesn't make, you know, any complaints, anything. He just comes to work every day. And Aiden Graves, he was one of our best players on JV last year, and Colton Kniper's, also one of those kids. And they're just, like you said, they're ready for their turn. They're fired up. You know, we're gonna learn on the fly. But I'm excited for this group.
Well, let's talk about what you guys got ahead here to start the season. Most teams, you know, starting on Friday this week, some teams even getting going on Thursday night, but you guys get a little bit of extra time. You guys play in the preseason Paola tournament. You'll see Paola on Tuesday night, and then you'll play games Thursday and Friday, Fort Scott and Wellsville. I know it's hard to kind of project what you're going to see for the most part. Everybody's losing pieces. Everybody's returning pieces for the most part. But what can you tell us about the competition you're going to see in that tournament next week?
Well, playing all those teams last year and even the year before, you have an idea of what they're going to bring back and who played last year. And Paola had a couple, you know, juniors and sophomores on the floor last year. And then the year before that, we're absolutely loaded and, you know, ranked all year. And I think they went to the 4A state tournament. And so they've got kids who've been in a winning program. That coach has won there. And it's their home tournament, so they get home games all week. And then you look ahead to Fort Scott, gave us, you know, everything we could handle last year. And we pulled away late, but they return a kid who was a freshman point guard last year, who'll be a sophomore, and a 6'6 kid who was a junior last year, who'll be a senior. And I think they came out, for what it's worth, in the preseason rankings in the top 10. And I think it's earned. They're going to be really good. And Wellsville beat us last year at this tournament, ended up going to the 3A tournament as well, had a lot of success in football, got a lot of names that are known around the state. They're ranked in the preseason rankings as well for a reason. I mean, it'll be a big week for us. We'll play some really good teams. We'll, you know, like I said, learn on the fly, and it's time to go compete already next week. So it kind of prepares us going into the Big 7, though. when you've got teams like Sabetha and Nemaha and, you know, other teams, I don't want to disrespect and leave anybody out, but it's just, we play a loaded schedule every year, and really going to the Paola tournament just kind of sets the course for what it's going to be like.
Fairleigh Compton boys basketball coach Matt Simmons joining us, brought to you by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. They'll get going next week. Paola on Tuesday, and then Wellsville and Fort Scott playing those games respectively Friday, or I should say Thursday and Friday. But a busy week, no doubt, and it is certainly a tough test to start the campaign. But, Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck next week, starting with Paola on Tuesday, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Talk to you then.